Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are truly delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com, and I hope that you're enjoying the coverage of the Eucharistic Congress that EWTN is bringing to you. Keep it on EWTN.
How long have people prepared for this day?
A long time.
And so I think it's going to bear tremendous fruit. I think the timing is absolutely perfect for the church and for our nation.
Well, and also pray for our EWTN crew that's there, and then also the coverage that's here, because they're bringing it to you. If you didn't get to go and you were unable to attend, you're there via that television or computer or live screen, however you're getting it. Well, today we're thrilled to have Julie Nelson with us. And Julie is a radio host and a speaker who has a passion for helping women to discover the fullness of who they are and whose they are. She has a beautiful website. You can go out to it. It's called Jules, J-U-L-E-S, jewelsforthecrown.com.
Just looking at that title again, Jules, I'm thinking her name is Julie.
Right.
But I'm thinking women are kind of like jewels in the crown.
Right.
If that isn't what it's about, I hope she doesn't tell me that.
But no, anyway. and that is the beauty of it, right? We all have to understand who we are and the gift that we are, and that Jesus loves us and he has a purpose for our lives. The culture hates women. The culture hates marriage. The culture hates children. And we, as a time such as this, we have to stand up for being a woman, for one who gets to participate with God Almighty in being a procreator of children and bringing forth life. And so that's the beauty of being a woman. And there's a war against women in this culture right now. And and it's wild. And so we have to pray and we have to stick to everything that is true and beautiful.
It's going to be a wonderful.
Know that. We're going to have a great show with
wonderful
her.
conversation that we're going to have. So there's plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we are thrilled to have Julie Nelson joining us today. Julie is a radio host. She's also a speaker, and she has a passion for helping women to discover the fullness of who they are and whose they are. You could go to her website, jewelsforthecrown.com, J-U-L-E-S, forthecrown.com. Well, Julie, we are excited to have you on our show.
Well, I am just delighted to be with you today.
Well, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to go so fast. I know it will. But I want you first to tell our family a little bit about yourself, and then how did you get into radio?
Okay. It's a great story. But a little bit about myself. I'm married to my husband, Lynn. We've been married 42 years this summer. We have four children, three in heaven. And what I like to tell people when I go to speak is we became more Catholic with the more kids we had because our kids' names in birth order are Grant, Daniel, Joseph, and Mary.
That was good.
Yes, yes, yes. And we didn't plan it that way. It just worked out that way. But yeah, we've been married 42 years. I have co-host a Catholic radio show on Iowa Catholic Radio, Catholic Women Now, with my good friend Chris Magruder. We've been doing that for 10 years. Yeah. And I got into it like how God brings us to anything, right? I have a nursing background. And I was working at our local church, and at the time, the manager of the Catholic radio station was going from setting up a live half hour every week at different churches to get more engagement from the community in the Catholic radio. And he would come to the church, and the first time he had me come on, and I did a show, and I walked out of there, and I said, I didn't tell anybody I did it because it was so awful. I'm like, I'm not listening to this. And then the next year came around, and he came back, and he says, well, you put your own people together. Well, then it clicked, and I was really enjoying it, and he kind of worked with me. Eventually, he said, we need a women's show. So he goes, you can do however you want. You can get four women, three women, two women, however you want to do it. So I had another woman start with me, and then Chris joined me a year later, and we've been doing it ever since. So.
How many years back is that when you first?
10 years. Well, the show's been 11 years, 10 years doing it with Chris.
Wow. So. Okay. What? Now, is Chris younger than you?
We're
older?
About the same age.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
We're
yeah.
about the same age, kind of in the same state of light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you're wonderful together.
Well, thank
well,
you.
Well, you look good together. Now, the podcast, do people get to see you or no? They just your words come forth.
Right.
Because I guess I've seen you the, where mm-hmm. I look. You look great together. You converse beautifully together. You really like each other.
We're good friends. It comes out. It good. Yeah. But we get a lot of positive feedback on that. And one of the things that we've been told that we really, really give thanks to God for is like that we you tell the truth without shoving it down people's throats mm-hmm. and really comfortable. And you validate women mm-hmm. as you do that.
Yeah.
And that's a really important thing women need.
Mm-hmm. So you're coming across Iowa Radio?
Iowa Catholic Radio. Uh-huh.
But anybody can get you.
Right. We have mm-hmm. an app. There's
right.
a free
I
app.
Saw that.
So, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, your mission is to really minister to women, mm-hmm. old and young. What is the greatest need of young women out there?
Well, you know, that's really interesting because now we're in a new generation where there is a lot more diverse things that they're facing right now. We have the stay-at-home mom, and then we have the mom who's the career mom. There's still a little bit of a tension there, mm-hmm. you know, with those two groups, mm-hmm. which I find interesting. There was when I was staying home. But the stay-at-home mom really wants to know truth. They're seeking parenting advice, mother support as their mothers. It's still a lot of the same, only they have not received a lot of the truth, so they're really hungry for the truth. The career mom is the same way. But here's the thing that I've been noticing. I like to follow. I think this is important, too, that we follow and understand what they're going through because the culture is so different for mm-hmm. them than it was for me. And I have a daughter who's a Gen Zer. She's mm-hmm. 24. And mm-hmm. I want to know what she's facing every day. And so it's important to know what they're going through. And one thing I've noticed is like there are a lot of women who are educated in fields of medicine, you know, attorneys, more so than there used to be. And they want to continue that career mm-hmm. and be a mom. And they're using their career towards the church in a bigger and broader way than I've ever seen before. I think this is another step of what John Paul II talked about mm-hmm. in Letter to Women. Mm-hmm. You know, he never said you had to stay home. He never said you had to have a career,
right?
He said, be who you are as God created you to be in those roles.
Right. That is true because as women, we change. And the beauty of that journey is I had the privilege of being a stay-at-home mom for 22 years, but I was real involved in our church. I was real involved in the school system. My sisters used to call me a professional volunteer. That's all you do. You just mm-hmm. volunteer. But I was bringing my gifts and talents, what I had, to the world, right? But yet I knew I needed to be at home, and that was our choice, to stay at home. But then after the children were out, then I entered the workforce. And so it changes. So it's not like where you start is where you're going to finish. And I think that's where we lose ourselves, and we have to know the long view and be obedient to what God is asking us to do. And it may be staying home, being a homeschool mom, or it may be working from home. I mean, it's so diverse, right?
It is so diverse, and the internet's really helped that. I know that there are moms who stay at home, and they have an Etsy website mm-hmm. to support the family income, and they can still stay home. And the thing that, too, about this whole thing with staying at home and working, too, is that we always have to look at where we're at with our family situation. And it's a decision to be made, husband and wife. You talked about you and Jim mm-hmm. talked about this decision. For myself, I stayed home because my husband worked long hours mm-hmm. and there needed to be a stabilizing force. Mm-hmm. But it is a season. And I have to say, I went through that struggle, like, am I always going to be doing this?
Right.
What's going to happen in 10 years? Am mm-hmm. I going to still be, am I going to lose myself in all of this? And now look what God has done, right?
You know? And I think that's where women get in trouble, is we think, as now, that's how it's going to be forever.
Uh-huh.
And that is not how it ever is. We have to trust God in the process. And I think where women really struggle is, and it's sad that it has to be battle. Well, I'm a working woman and I'm doing this. No, you're valued at whatever mm-hmm. God's calling you mm-hmm. to do. We're not competing against each other. And I think that's where women get in a lot of trouble, is when they compare and when they compete, and then they lose their peace as to where they're supposed to be, where God's asking them
right,
to be.
Right, right. There's different seasons, right? There's just different seasons. And the working mom may be working because maybe they need health insurance and she has better health insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, there's those real hard issues of economy in our families too. And it may just be a season. Mm-hmm. It may be a season that changes right. as well too. Yeah. But it does have to be a decision between, you know, in your marriage, mm-hmm. how are we going to do this?
Right.
And there was, you know, in my mind, there was this thought that, well, if I stay home, then that will help with the faith for mm-hmm. the kids. I have seen that I have some friends who worked full time. It was a decision that you have to be making with your husband, more importantly than whether you work inside the home, outside the home, or at home, mm-hmm. is how the faith is lived mm-hmm. in general.
Right.
And I have a friend who worked full time for many years. Her kids are very faithful. Her and her husband made that a priority.
Right.
So I think there's I want to debunk that a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Well, it's almost like if I'm a stay-at-home mom, I'm a homeschooler, my children are all going to stay in the faith, and you're, mm-hmm. you know, when you're out there extending yourself, the children, everything is intentional, mm-hmm. right? And so, like you said, with the family, you're making a decision what is best for us, and then it needs to be evaluated. And it may mean you just want to do that for 5 years. Maybe you're going to do it for 7 years or 10 years to be all in and mm-hmm. to say, this is what we're doing as a family. We're honoring God through this. And then trust Him in that process that God's going to make it all good for everybody, and especially raising sons and how they see women and the value of women, and daughters and how am I supposed to be a woman, because you want to pass that on to the next generation. But the most important thing is what you said, is full of faith. Mm-hmm. Because if we've sacrificed everything and sold our soul to the company store, right, and sacrificed our faith, then we all lost.
Right. Right, you got to look at why you're doing what you're doing mm-hmm. and who you're doing it for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, that's very an important point. And I think that we have to be careful not to judge other mm-hmm. women for their decisions mm-hmm. and what they're doing. And especially where I'm sitting now in life, I have a daughter who's 24. I have a daughter-in-law who's 32. I want to know what their life is like. Mm-hmm. I want to stay connected with them in some way. If I don't know what they're going through, I'm going to judge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to bring harmony to the family. It's right. not going to bring a cohesiveness to mm-hmm. the family.
In ways that you can support them.
In ways that
especially
can support them.
As a mother and as a mother-in-law,
yeah.
you want to be prayer support.
Exactly.
How can I pray for you?
Mm-hmm.
You're going through this transition at work or health crisis or whatever it is. I want to be a source of peace to you. I don't want to trouble your waters. I just want to blow on the sails, and I want to be that person of peace, that person of prayer. And I want you to be able to turn to me when you thought I did something totally opposite what you thought. Right? And well, you just knew this was going to happen. Well, no, I didn't want that to happen. I pray that your plan would work, but I'm just here to support you and for have you to be a heart dump. As I have twin daughters. One works and one's a stay-at-home mom. And neither is wrong. They're both right, but that's who they're doing. And I'll have one daughter who will call, and she doesn't want me to solve any of her problems. Mm-hmm. All she wants to do is, I call it a heart dump, and she'll get on the phone and she'll rant for about 15, 20 minutes. La, 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 let me have it. And then, okay, Mom, I love you. Bye. And Jim goes, what was that about? And I said, it was a heart dump. And Anna needed to, dump her heart out, you know, and you could be there.
I smile because we have one girl
yeah.
and three boys. And my husband had a hard time with that heart dump that you talk about. Because I don't know about you, Jim. He wants to fix it.
Right.
You know,
right.
He's like, I don't know what to do with her.
Yeah.
He wants to fix it.
And, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, honey, this is mine. I'll take this one.
Yeah. With the twins, you know, our twins would really go at it at times and this and that, and that would really upset me, and I'd step in. And Georgia said, you just got to, this is going to work its way out. I'm telling you, they're going to work it out. You can't step in too soon. That might be a good, do you touch on that with your shows?
I mean, just we have.
How houses are run, guys, women, the difference.
We have talked about the complementary role of male and female and how important it is. We've talked about it in marriage. I think one of the things that it's really surprising to women to accept and understand is the more we live our role out as a woman in the marriage is how we're created to be, our men rise up. There's just a sense of rising up, and they become the men we want them to be. I am a spiritual director, and I do hear in spiritual direction, I wish my husband would be the leader of the home. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes that starts with us, right? Mm-hmm. It starts with us stepping back mm-hmm. and allow them and trusting decisions, stepping back and giving them, allowing them to take the responsibility. It doesn't have to be done like we think mm-hmm. it needs to be done. All things, unless it's immoral, of course, mm-hmm. but in those moments, the man, the husband will rise up because he's been trusted, mm-hmm. and entrusted, entrusted with that. I think another thing that's helpful for us too is when we're with our adult children, women, especially our daughter-in-laws and our daughters, is we don't have to have all the answers as you talked mm-hmm. about, Joy. But we can also ask Jesus to show us their heart, his heart for them in that moment. Help us to see their struggle as you see their struggle, mm-hmm. to increase the empathy mm-hmm. and just the understanding, not just to listen and to hear their words, but to really feel that compassion for them.
Right. And in that compassion, when you're hearing that, is to take that to the Lord and to be an intercessor for them. Mm-hmm. And like, as a man, that you want to fix it. How can I fix it? There's nothing I could do to fix it or change it. I can't change their marriage. I can't change the way they raise their children. But I can just pray that God's presence would come and help them, aid them, convict mm-hmm. them, convert them to the way that everything else that is good and true and beautiful.
Well, everyone does call you and they don't call me. Boys and the guys and the girls alike, I think when they talk to me, it's a crisis or it's something, or they need a quick decision.
Or they need advice, Dad.
But everybody mm-hmm. calls her and she just talk and share. And you know, I get a little jealous of that, but then I say, I can't talk that long. What are they talking about? Like, it's a beautiful thing, and I appreciate it.
I remember my oldest son figured it out. He goes, Mom, Mom, I call you for relationship problems, and I call Dad for logic.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's really true with our sons. When they have a decision they have to make with their career or they have to make a major purchase, they don't talk to me that I need to talk to Dad. And we know, okay, something's important about to happen, you know.
But I'll have to admit, Jim, I was a little jealous of that for a while, too, because they would call my husband all the time, but not anymore. I understand it now, but
it's all good.
It's all good.
We're going to hold you over for the final segment to speak more about what you're learning about women, your podcast, your speaking ministry, and what you're seeing and how we could best love and minister to women. Plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. We're having a great conversation with Julie. Now, Julie, how can older women in the church help support the younger women in their search for faith?
Oh, that's such a great question. And it was one that I really had to search my heart for when my kids left home and I was no longer Julie, the Bible study leader, or mm-hmm. Julie, Mary's mom, or Joseph's mom. It's like, okay, where do I fit into the church? I kind of went through a little crisis of being so active and doing things mm-hmm. for so many years. And then I stumbled upon Titus, the book of Titus, and where Paul is writing to Titus and telling him how to tell the women and the men, I'm going to speak to the women, the older women shall help the younger women. It's mm-hmm. biblical. Mm-hmm. It's biblical. And it's not to teach them how to bake bread. Mm-hmm. It's to teach them how to love their husbands, how to love their children, how to be sensible, how to be kind. And for men, it's to teach them how to be strong, how to be chaste, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes.
The whole backdrop of Titus is Titus, the community of Titus was really running rampant. They were doing all kinds of terrible things. And so Paul is writing to them to say, this is what you older people, you who have the wisdom, you who have the experience, you need to step in and help mm-hmm. out. We're not done with you. And I look at that today in the church. We're not done yet, mm-hmm. right? We're not done yet. There's a lot of wisdom that comes through the years. And wisdom comes through suffering and experience. And there's a lot of wisdom to impart onto the younger woman. And I used to think, well, of course they're going to know that, or why wouldn't anybody know it? I know it. Why wouldn't you know it? Mm-hmm. But they don't know what you know. And mm-hmm. that's what we have to remember. And we have to do it with love. We have to do it with compassion. We have to do it with mercy mm-hmm. and gentleness. Mm-hmm. It's not a preachy, you know, finger in the face. It's just come alongside and accompany them. Walk with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking, and this is the women, young women in our church. It might not be a daughter or your daughter-in-law. It could be a young woman. Our families live so far apart from each other mm-hmm. now in our society. It's just helping them with parenting, mothering. Yeah.
And what I found with women is that they need a mother.
They do need a mother.
Because maybe they haven't had a good role model in their own earthly mother. And so now they're trying to grow more in love with Jesus, and they need a spiritual mother. They need a holy woman, not being judgmental or critical, like you said, but to come up alongside of them and to encourage them along the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the world is lacking for those who don't even have a good relationship with our Blessed Mother, right?
Yes.
It's like you are the person with skin on who can speak words of wisdom and kindness and love and buoy them up as a tsunami of life is hitting them.
I'm so grateful. We lived apart from family for 5 years when we started having children, and our firstborn and our secondborn. And I was so grateful for the women in the church. Mm-hmm. They surrounded me. Of course, they loved the kids. Those are always little magnets, right? You know, mm-hmm. they loved the kids and they just surrounded me. And I was grateful that God gave me an open heart mm-hmm. to receive that and to hear them. I think you can easily think, well, what do you know? You know, you're mm-hmm. older. But you know, to be open to that, you know, I'd encourage younger women to be open to that wisdom, to receiving that wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on some podcasts with young women, and it's been so much fun for me because I'll say something, it's simple truth, mm-hmm. and they'll be so blown away by it, so amazed by simple truths. You don't have to have all these degrees or mm-hmm. theology. It's just the way of life, sharing life with them.
Mm-hmm. And I think the key is not to be judgmental and critical.
Mm-hmm.
They know the worst about themselves.
Exactly.
They know how they feel. They just need somebody to come up along and say, it's going to be okay.
Oh, you're doing great.
Right, you're doing great. The dark night, this isn't going to last forever. You know, especially young moms are thinking, am I ever going to sleep again?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
Well, listen, we're going to continue this tomorrow. There's so much to share. And I think you're going to be getting into a woman's true identity mm-hmm. and how she understands that in the Lord. Hope you enjoyed the show here today. May all the women out there be blessed, especially those that you might be concerned about, that they would know their true identity in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.